Good morning. We're continuing with Hayodim Klal Yotes. We're looking at Simon Ches. Now, Simon Ches deals with the conflict between Davening Shmon Esrei and Kaddish and Kedusha, Moedim, etc. So we're going to read a small part of it, get the basic halacha, and then we're going to go back and try to explain the logic behind the halacha. And we'll see that we make sure that we understand it. It might take us a day or two. So this is based on the Gemara, and then it's based on Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuftes, Aruch Haim Simon Kuftes, quotes this halacha. And it lists the basic knesses. A person enters shul. So let's say, for example, we're talking about a case of mincha. A person walked into shul, and he found that they already started Shmon Esrei. So also lo dehispalo yurches, elim ken yochol ligmur kadim shegi hashat kedusha. You're not allowed to start Shmon Esrei in such a way that you're going to miss kedusha. So if you have enough time, you know how the minyan works. You know that they just started, and you know that how long they take, and you know that you will be able to finish. But to get to Kedusha before they you'll finish your Shmon Esrei before they get to Kedusha, so then you can start. So you'll have the advantage of Tefillah B'Tzibur because you're davening together with the Tzibur, which is davening, and you will not lose Kedusha. But Vimlav, if however there's not enough time for you to start with the Tzibur, which is davening, and finish before Kedusha, so you cannot start Shmon Esrei in such a way as to cause you to miss Kedusha. So Tzarech Lahamtin Ad Sheyishma Kedusha, you need to wait until you hear Kedusha. So now, so Kedusha, the Rama adds not only Kedusha, but also the main of a Kela Kaddish. So a person will listen to Kedusha, let the Chazan say a Kela Kaddish, answer a main, and then he wants to start Shmon Esrei. But the problem is, if he starts Shmon Esrei right now, we have a new problem that he might miss some other things by starting Shmon Esrei at that point in time. So the Chayotim mentions Kaddish Achra Tvila. Vegam Kaddish Achra Leinu L'Shemeach. Al Kaponim Im Lo Shekvar Shama B'Mokam Achra Kedusha U'Baruchu B'Kadeshim. So you want to start Shmon Esrei in such a way that you're going, you can't start Shmon Esrei in such a way that you're going to miss the Kaddish afterwards. Okay, so you'll wait till after the Kaddish afterwards. You missed all the Chazor, you listened to all the Chazor Shats, and now it's already finished Kaddish. You say Aleinu, start. No, there's another Kaddish after Aleinu as well. The Mishnah Berurah actually holds that you do not have to worry about the Kaddish after Aleinu. So when they finish the Kaddish Tiskabel, after Mincha, then a person could start Shmon Esrei at that point in time. Now, the Chayyadim does not mention, he skips that there are other things which are mentioned in the Halacha. Let's say the person who's davening for the Amid davens very slowly, and I daven very quickly, so I can start after Kedusha, and I'll finish. So what do I need to finish before? So according to what the Chayyadim mentions, he only mentions Kaddish. I have to finish before I get to Kaddish. But the truth is that there's a few other things you have to worry about. Number one, the Gemara says you cannot miss Moedim. So you have to worry about making sure that you don't miss Moedim. However, Moedim, there is an Eitzah that you could bow when the Tzibur gets to Moedim, which is not a good suggestion because a person has, you cannot bow at the beginning or the end of one of your brachas of Shmon Esrei. So you have to make sure that when the Tzibur gets to Moedim, you're not holding in the beginning or the end of a bracha, which would cause you to not be able to focus well on your tefillah. So therefore, it's not a good suggestion. So you should not start if you're going to miss Moedim. The Ramah adds, not only should you not start if you're going to miss Moedim, but you also have to worry about the main of Shemaya Tefillah. So the main of Kela Kaddish is important, and the main of Shemaya Tefillah is also important. So if we look at our Chazor Sashatz, there are going to be four flashpoints that a person cannot miss. He cannot miss Kedusha, the main of Kela Kaddish, the main of Shemaya Tefillah, and Moedim. So those four points, a person cannot start Shmon Esrei in such a way that he's going to miss those four points. Now, the Chayyadim does say that if he already heard Kaddish and Kedusha and Boruchu and Kedeshim, or he knows he's going to hear it, there's another minion here, and he'll be able to hear it then, so then he does not have to worry about these things. So actually, that we have to modify that statement as well. you don't have to worry about the main of a Kelah Kaddish or Shema Tefillah. You'll hear later on. Kaddish, you'll hear later on. Kedusha, you will hear later on. But Moedim is still a problem, because the problem by Moedim is not because you're missing the opportunity to say Moedim. It's because it should not look like you're ignoring the Tzibur. Everybody's bowing down to Hashem, and you're not bowing down. So Moedim is still going to be an issue. Even though I answered Moedim already by another minyan, Moedim, as many times as a situation of Moedim, you cannot start your Shemoneh Esrei in a way which is going to affect answering Moedim. So that's the way the halacha works. That's the basic halacha. The Chayadim will then go through some scenarios. We need to understand some of the logic behind it, which we'll talk about in the next shiur. Have a good day.